Well, it's kind of perfect timing because Coach was talking about a big run that you had today. So just go into that a little bit.
It was a basic jet sweep. I grabbed the ball and I just tried to hit the outside as fast as I could. The defense was slow to react to it, so I broke off.
As far as practice going so far, I know you're only 7 in, but what you can say about what you've been able to learn about this new offense, maybe just kind of how you're taking it?
One word to describe the offensive attitude would be versatile. I feel like there's a lot of things we're going to do, and there's a lot of formations we're going to line up in, and I feel like we're going to have an advantage a lot with our snap count and just moving everybody around.
Do you think that there's going to be a lot of speed as far as getting the ball off too, or is it more like huddle and then go?
We're going to switch it up. We're going to do huddle and we're going to do both, so it's going to be good.
When you look at what you've been able to do at the H-back position, are you comfortable in that? Is that something that you kind of saw yourself in college, or is it just new to you a little bit?
Yeah, that's actually exactly what I saw myself doing, honestly, because I feel like I'm a versatile player, so I feel like I can do a lot of things, catch it, run it. So I feel like it's a perfect fit for me.
As far as catching and running, where is the comfort level? Do you feel like you're 50-50, or is there still a side where you're like, you know what, if I got a chance, I'd rather do that?
I feel like anything to get me in open space and let me do what I do, that'd be perfect for me. Any chance I can get to open space.
Terrell Hunt being back, just what you've been able to take away from him so far?
Leadership. He's a leader on our team. He's a leader of our offense, a leader of our team. He's a vocal leader, and he makes plays, and he speaks for himself. He's Terrell Hunt.
As far as catching the ball from him, where's that comfort level for you right now?
We're still all connecting and meshing and trying to get on the same page with the same offense, but so far it's going well.
Now you got a little bit of time between now and the fall, but you have three running backs coming in, and Dante Strickland as well as Tyrone Perkins coming in, and then and I'm failing on the last one here. Tyrone, Dante,
Frederick.
And Jordan Frederick. Yeah. So with Jordan coming in too, just what your thoughts are on having an extra three guys in the backfield?
I feel like that they're going to do well. I definitely feel like George and Devontae, they've been doing it. They're going to lead those guys, and they're going to take Devontae and the rest of the guys. I'm not Devontae. Dante and the rest of the guys in, and just bring them in and just make them a family into a unit. I feel like our running backs are going to be really successful.
What are you most excited about in knowing that there's going to be an extra group of guys coming in this fall?
If I had to say, it would probably be, we can play a lot of guys, so we got a lot of depth, a lot of guys who can make plays.
And having the H-back position, when you're out there, do you like that feel of having maybe Devontae behind the quarterback and then you out in H-back, or, having somebody like George Morris out there? Just what you can say about the dynamic of that?
Having those guys back there, it opens up things for us, them making plays, they're a threat. The rest of the H-backs, we got a lot of threats in our room, so having them there opens a lot of things up for us.
And then as far as having a new guy come in and Jake Moreland, just what you've been able to say about him a little bit. I know he's tight ends and tackles, but just offensively having him around, helping out the H-backs a little bit.
Yeah, Coach Moore is a great coach, came from Air Force, but he's very technique. He's a technician. He teaches me a lot of technique, not just me, but our whole room. And I learned a lot from him so far. He's been in the league for a couple years, and I'm learning a lot from him.
And then as far as defensively, who is giving you the biggest pressure? Like when you look at the defensive side, who can you say has really been doing well?
I can say our linebackers. We had a good linebacker group. And me and Cordy, Antoine Cordy, we go at it a lot. Him as safety, we go at it a lot. So he's definitely a great player. He's going to make a lot of plays today. But the linebackers are definitely a strong group on the defense.
What can you say about Cordy that you've liked the most so far going up head-to-head with him?
He's not scared of anybody. He might be 5'8", whatever he is, but he's not afraid of anybody. He's going to go up to you, and he's just like another player. He has speed and great cover skills. So I'm very excited to see what he does this season.